I would love to hear you talk about what it was that drew you to a PhD, why that was important for you, and well, let's start there. Why did that matter? Why was that something you needed to do?
You know, I wondered if you would ask me this question, and then I secondly wondered if I should answer it honestly or if I should sugarcoat.
Answer it honestly.
The reason that I decided to pursue the PhD, if I'm totally honest, is ego. And I think, you know, we all have hopes and dreams and perhaps ego around certain things. And if somebody said to me, gee, if a girlfriend said I just lifted 100 pounds at the gym, that would not, you know, strike my ego in a way that says, boy, if she can do it, I can do it, and I'm going to pump iron until I can. But on the other hand, education did have a little thing for me, and I had a master's in speech communication, so I was at that point. But I met enough people, you know, again, in the training and development specialty of HR, there's plenty of people with doctorates. And as I met them, the little voice said, if that person could do it, I could do it. And I certainly wasn't in a profession that required the PhD, and I didn't get a raise for getting the PhD, so there wasn't that tight of a connection, but it was really just me thinking, if that person could do it, and it nagged at me for a few years, and ultimately I did decide to pursue the PhD. Why specifically Capella? Because I was one of the first learners. I think I was learner 110 or something like that. I still have my little learner card, and it's, 110 is my student number. But why Capella in its very, very early days is because I was a working adult, like most of us learners at Capella are, and looking around and saying, gee, I can't attend a degree program that requires me to be on a campus Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And I also wanted the flexibility to follow certain topics in my papers and in my studies that were of interest to me in my work and related to things that I was assigned in my workday. So the flexibility as well as the opportunity to have some more opportunity to define my own projects and things like that was what drew me to Capella specifically.
How did you find the experience of being a Capella PhD learner?
Well, it's very different than today's experience as a PhD learner, I'm well aware. But, you know, at the time, the internet was very new, and the course room would be, you know, crude by today's standards and maybe laughable by today's standards. But at the time, it was very leading edge. And I remember bringing my brother and my sister-in-law up to my office in our house, and it was one entire thread. The entire course was one thread, mind you. We didn't have the technology to split it off into sections or topics. And so I sat there and I scrolled with my finger on the, you know, the enter button. I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled for 5 minutes, and there they sat watching all the topics and all the weeks of discussion scroll down, and ooh and ah, they looked at that course.
Yep.
And again, we're sort of laughing now, but my experience was it was leading edge to be able to have something online. And Sunday nights, we had every single learner at Capella would join in a chat, and there was, you know, maybe 50 people a week would join in a chat. And I also remember colloquia, every student was there, all in one room. You know, we were in a little tiny auditorium, and the entire student body was there, you know, all 100 of us. So it was very, very small, and it was very fledgling, and the institution was fully accredited on its first try, and that was very exciting to be sort of part of those early days where Capella was still new but yet recognized as a top high-quality institution. So it was very exciting.